to our temple, traveler. We don't often have visitors here. What brings you this far out? I see. I'm merely passing by. I understand. Even so, it's an honor to have a guest. I would offer you a meal, but it's far too late in the eve for that. You're welcome to rest in our temple, though. Or, if you desire, I'd be happy to offer you some of our services. Where are the others? Why, they're likely all asleep, of course. It's just the two of us. As the head priestess, it is my duty to maintain a night vigil and keep the temple open for travelers such as yourself. Now, with that said, you're welcome to any of her services. Or, if you'd simply like to rest, I can prepare a bed for you. What kind of services? Well, I can offer physical or spiritual cleansing. I can bathe you and wash your clothing for the journey ahead. I can take confessions, or I can bless you with their incense to help ward off monsters. All the temple requires is for you to offer a prayer at our altar, but leaving a small donation in the altar is also very welcome if you desire. Everything. All of it? I understand. Your journey must be incredibly important, then. How should I? Alright. Let's start with the incense. We're always burning it in our temple to protect it, so all I need you to do is step closer to the altar. There. I've often been told by others that our incense induces a feeling of relaxation and ease in them. I hope that it can offer you the same comforts. Here, breathe deep. It's important to purify the inside just as much as the outside. A lovely scent, isn't it? All of the girls in the temple contribute to the mixture, so it's truly a unique experience. Now, how are you feeling? Relax already. Good. I'm glad. Now, before we continue, I'd like you to offer a prayer at our altar. There's no specific words you must say. Just kneel before the altar and pray. What are you? I'm sorry. I should have explained. This large slab of stone isn't an altar. It's merely a table for ceremonies. I am the altar. You may offer your prayers to me. In this temple, I am the embodiment of our deity. And so all spiritual energy is channeled through me. Do you understand now? Here, you don't need to move much. just turns slightly, and yes, just press your head to my chest. Don't be shy. Just relax in my arms. Close your eyes and listen to my breathing while you offer your prayers. Good boy. There you go. Wonderful. You have a strong soul. Now, if you're comfortable, we can do the confession here as well. Would you like that? Good boy. I find that between the incense and a confession, most of our visitors feel relieved of almost all of their spiritual burdens. You may keep your head pressed to my chest if you find comfort in it. Now, tell me, what's on your mind? Tell me of your burdens, whether it be sins you have committed or those that you desire to commit. My dear, darling boy, worry not. The gods won't frown on such small and petty mistakes made in one's youth. Take a deep breath and just exhale slowly. Perhaps there are desires welled up within you that you wish to confess to. You have a desire to confess to. Please tell me. Talking about it will help relieve your burdens. I see. You desire my company? That is a most unexpected answer. Perhaps the loneliness of your travels is too much to bear. I understand. Shouldn't you wish to follow through on those desires, I would be more than happy to offer such comfort as part of the temple services. All you need to do is ask. Good boy. Stand up. Stop right there. Here. Just let me take care of you. For such ritual comforts, we typically do them with a special oil. While I go gather that from the back, why don't you start stripping down? Then I can relieve you of all your burdens. Good boy. Good boy. I see you're ready in other ways as well. My. Looking forward to this, are you? Don't worry. I am too. It has been a long time. Why are you looking at me strangely? The horns and tail. The incense was supposed to take care of that. You're a strange human. Most men would start to flee in a fright, but instead, my appearance excites. I've been absolutely blessed. I couldn't have ever hoped to have been so fortunate to find a man such as yourself. Forget the oil. I can see I won't be needing it this time. What's it for? Don't worry about it. Sometimes those who claim they're willing to offer donations to the altar turn out to be, shall we say, reluctant. Now, pardon my intrusion, traveler. Delicious. The mixture of your pre-common sweat, the scent of your body, truly a fine offering. A fine offering indeed. Foreplay, are you worried about needing to get me ready. How kind of you. How utterly sweet of you. But you needn't concern yourself. Our bodies are made for this. Now, no more talking. Give yourself to me. Myself. I'm gonna start moving. You just stay right there. I just you into the ground. Yes. It's been so long since I've had somebody like you. Good boy. Stretch me out with your fat cock, with your hot, hard. As much as you want. You're all gonna use me. Yes. And I'll use you too. Now, come. inside of me. Come in me. Fill me up. Give me that donation I need. Offer yourself to me. Yes, yes, yes. Donation to the temple's altar is much appreciated, much larger than I could have anticipated as well. You're welcome to rest of the temple for as long as you should desire. Merely continue to provide me with such fine offerings, and you can spend the rest of your days here. What about the others? You'll have plenty of time to get acquainted with all of them in the future. For now, you'll be mine, and mine alone. Don't get greedy. Now, shall we return to my chambers for the evening? You'll need to be well rested for the days to come. Yes, a good boy. Let's see about that bath I offered you as well.